in that case, I will call Cohen Stewart to provide you with a summary of his evidence.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. First of all, I'd just like to make a slight edit to my written evidence. Page number 8, paragraph 6.5. Third sentence.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay, third sentence. Yep.
Yep.
Beginning with in ball habitat. Please remove the word coronamid and number 64%. Slides there, and there's a slide with discussion outline, and this will outline my talk today. So I'll be beginning with outlining sediment as a key stream stressor. I'll then be moving on to my Otapiri stream case study results, and in this case study results I'll be showing how the invertebrate community has changed in the Otapiri stream over time, how there's been a declining trout population, there's been declining angler use of the Otapiri stream fishery, and how deposited fine sediment in the Otapiri stream could be the root cause of these changes that have occurred, and these declines that have occurred. I'll then finish up with our recommendations. So sediment has been identified in the literature unequivocally as a key stream stressor, and deposited fine sediment is often elevated in streams which have agricultural catchments. Forage crops have been identified, again in the literature, as a significant source of sediment. The sediment negatively affects benthic invertebrate communities. In fact, the literature has identified as a deposited fine sediment threshold of 20%. I'll draw your attention to the graph up on the slide there. This graph comes from Burden et al. 2013 and has data that's documented from Canterbury streams. And on the vertical axis, you can see there's the EPT relative abundance. This is your mayflies, your stoneflies, and your caddisflies. These are your high quality trout food species, and on the horizontal axis there you have the fine sediment cover. And you can see that when fine sediment exceeds 20%, we get a corresponding decline in the number of EPT, mayflies, stoneflies and caddisflies. Sediment also negatively affects trout populations, resulting in reduced egg and juvenile trout survival. I won't be going into that into any detail today, as that's documented substantially in my written evidence. Well, now we'll move on to the results of the Otapiri stream case study, and I'll be showing again how the invertebrate community has changed, how there's been loss or decline in the number of trout and reduced angler use of the Otapiri stream fishing, and this could be attributed to deposited fine sediment. So the Otapiri stream was historically a highly used and highly productive fishery, favourite amongst many anglers, known for mayfly hatches. And in the early 1960s, the Otapiri stream was identified as the southern river with the greatest catch rate. In the 1960s, the Southland Acclimatisation Society did a large body of work on the Otapiri stream, looking at benthic invertebrate communities and trout numbers. The benthic invertebrate surveys that they did showed that there were high numbers of mayflies and caddisflies in the stream. These are your good trout food species, and there were low numbers of small worms, coronamids and snails. These are your pollution tolerant species that are of low trout food value. Fish and Game staff visited the stream back in 2012 and became particularly concerned at its state, and this is what prompted us to repeat these invertebrate surveys so we could assess how the invertebrate community has changed and then make inferences regarding how water quality has changed. And on a side note, the results from this study currently being prepared in conjunction with the Cawthron Institute for submission to the New Zealand Journal of Marine and Freshwater Research. So what were we able to find? Well, there's been a dramatic change in the invertebrate community composition. We found that there's been a switch away from pollution sensitive species that are of high trout food quality towards pollution tolerant species that are of low trout food quality. And our recent results, 2016, revealed that the MCI and QMCI scores in the Otapiri stream are low, indicating that the water quality in the Otapiri stream is likely to be poor. The ripple habitat in the 1960s, I'll just draw your attention to the figures there now. You can see in the orange that caddisflies made up a bulk of the invertebrate community. Mayflies in that dark blue colour there were also there substantially. However, in 2016, you can see that the invertebrate community has been taken over by the low quality coronomids, and the caddisflies have dropped right back in their contribution to the invertebrate community, as have mayflies. A similar sort of a situation was observed in the pool habitat. You can see that historically almost half of the invertebrate population was caddisflies. Mayflies were there present in good numbers too in the dark blue. In the pool habitat in 2016, you can see that mollusks, snails, have taken over, low quality trout food species. The caddisflies are still there, but they're not contributing to the same extent as they were historically, and mayflies have all but vanished from the pools. And if we delve a bit further into the results again, look at some individual species, we start to see the magnitude of some of the changes that have occurred. I'll just walk you through the figure here. On the vertical axis, we have the average abundance per meter squared of our two selected species. And on the horizontal axis, we have the sampling period and the habitat type. We look at the Delatidium mayfly first. In the pool habitat in the 60s, there were 800 per square meter, whereas in the most recent surveys, 2016, there were only 145 per square meter. And in the pool habitat, there were 300 per square meter back in the 60s, whereas in 2016, there were only 8 per square meter. Similar sort of a situation for the sandy case caddis. There were 1,200 per square meter in the riffle habitat in the 1960s, and in the riffle habitat in 2016, there were only 80 per square meter. And the pool habitat in 1963-64, you can see the sandy case caddis. It was over 1,600 per square meter. This was actually the most abundant invertebrate species historically in the pool habitat, whereas 2016, only 13 per square meter. Unfortunately, these sensitive species have been replaced with the pollution tolerant species, which of course are poor trout food. Again, I'll walk you through the figure here. Vertical axis, average abundance per meter squared. On the horizontal axis, we've got the sampling period and the habitat type. Coronomids, back in the 60s, in the riffle habitat, used to only be 450 per square meter. In 2016, we found 26,000 per square meter. And in the pool habitat in 1960, there were 400 Potamopyrgus snails, a pollution-tolerant, low-quality snail. And in 2016, in the pool habitat, there were over 14,000 of these Potamopyrgus snails per square meter. So we really have seen a switch in the invertebrate community composition in the Otapere stream, away from your sensitive invertebrate species that are of good trout food quality towards your pollution-tolerant species that are of low trout food quality. And what about the trout and the anglers? How have they been affected? Well, electric fishing surveys have shown that trout density in the Otapere stream has declined by 89% over that same time period. And as you would guess in response, because the trout aren't there, the anglers are no longer going there. This is clear when you look at our National Angler Survey results. Just walk you through the key points here. In 1994-95, you can see that there were just under 1,000 angler visits per year to the Otapere stream. And in 2015-2016, when we did our most recent National Angler Survey, only 230 angler visits to the Otapere stream. And just graphically, I'll display this now. On the vertical axis, the number of angler visits per day in the Otapere stream. And on the horizontal axis, we have the season in which our National Angler Survey was conducted. It's quite clear to see the decline in angler use that has occurred there. And this isn't just an isolated case. A lot of our lowland streams, which are historically important trout fisheries, have experienced declining angler use over the same time period. The Waikaka, the Otamita, Mokorita, Waimatuku, all facing similar pressures to the Otapere stream, all experiencing decline in angler use over time. So what's causing the decline in these sensitive invertebrate species in the Otapere stream? Well, we believe deposited fine sediment is a likely cause. When we visited the Otapere stream and did our vent the convertebrate work, we also did a few basic sediment measures, and you can see the extent of the sediment there on the slides. Thick layer of sediment, of course, covering up all of those all-important spaces between the rocks, the interstitial spaces, which provide habitat for our high-quality invertebrate species, the EPT taxa. And there with the shuffle test, if you look carefully in the bottom right-hand corner, you can just make out a white tile. So that's quite a substantial sediment plume that's developed from me doing the shuffle test in some pool habitat in the Otapiri stream.
Sorry, white tile, did you say?
Yeah, white tile. And if you compare that to the Otapiri stream back in 1992, it's got a photograph fortunately taken by George Bell when he went out fishing, just a kilometre or so from our site where we took those photographs of that in-stream sediment. You can see that there's nowhere near the same extent of sediment back in 1992 on that substrate. So where is the sediment in the Otapiri stream coming from? Well, interestingly enough, forage crop grazing on steep hill slopes within the Otapiri catchment has become an increasingly prominent feature of the Otapiri stream. And if I can draw your attention firstly to the topographical map, you'll see the extent of the slope that that forage crop, which is in the yellow outline, is being cultivated on. Those contour lines are 20 metre contour lines, so that gives you an idea of the slope. And if I can draw your attention now to the aerial photograph, you'll see the critical source areas and small gullies there in which the fodder crop is being cultivated over top of, and that of course will be all funneling the sediment from that forage crop into the streams, which are running in the middle of the image there, and the bottom part of the image, use the laser just to point out stream there and there, and the Otapiri stream is just to the far right there. So that'll all be funneling sediment into the Otapiri stream. As for recommendations now, obviously action needs to be taken to reverse the damage that has been done and prevent further degradation occurring in the likes of the Otapiri stream and other streams around Southland. We recommend a deposit and fine sediment limit for streams of less than or equal to 20% as included in the proposed plan. With respect to cultivating and winter grazing practices, we support variable width setbacks which require the maintenance of a vegetated strip at specified distances relative to slope. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Are you happy now if we see if we have questions for you?
Certainly.
Morris, start at your end of the panel.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the obvious question is how would this 20% limit be put in place? How could it be monitored? How practical is that suggestion?
I know environment south and currently do so people have begun doing some positive fine sediment monitoring as they're doing their MCI vertebrate monitoring. As for how the workings of it, I'm not sure, that's out of my area of expertise.
Okay, thank you.
Just in the aerial photograph, are they detect any critical source area sediment traps or anything like that? Would that be something that's important to see more sediment traps and mitigation measures?
Yeah, certainly the literature suggests that those sediment traps are useful. So yeah, the more of those that could be put in certainly would be beneficial.
And in this catchment, is the principle of land use change since around 2000 or a wee bit before? What's the principal activity for the Otamita catchment?
For the Otamita, I'm not sure on the Otamita catchment.
Yeah. But there's been a land use change?
You mean the Otapiri catchment?
Otapiri, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly there has been, use was historically low intensity sheep grazing, and with time, winter grazing has become an increasing prominent feature in the catchment.
Thank you.
Your recommendation is increasing setback provision to protect the sediment principally. Which is king, methodology of grazing or setback?
That's out of my area of expertise. I'm not sure if any of my colleagues would like to comment on that.
It's been, you know, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is the solution as simple as just making an increased setback to prevent?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. The literature suggests that it's a useful tool for preventing sediment running off land. These buffer strips are a useful tool for preventing sediment running into streams.
And you don't have a comment on the methodology of grazing practice on that land? Okay, thank you.
Lloyd?
I think Eric touched on my points in some regard. I was looking at that and I found it, even in the other photos you presented, it's very hard to actually see where the streams were. But then I was looking for mitigations and what did the farmer do in relation to the stream, and I couldn't actually see. And this photo here, which is part of your presentation, I'm not sure how it was fed or the number of animals or those sorts of things, or give me a better understanding of the potential for sediment loss from that area. So that would be very helpful to know how they grazed it, what they did, where was the access points, etc., etc. So I suppose I'm really saying I need a little bit more information around whether the things we're considering in the plan would actually make a difference to this site.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. And thank you, Mr. Stewart, for your very interesting graphic evidence, but there's no matters that I wish to clarify with you. It was all pretty well set out.
Thank you.